In 2016, Hillary Clinton received more votes than any other U.S. presidential candidate in history, except for President Obama. Yet despite winning the popular vote, she lost the election. What Happened is the title of the candidate's new memoir.
I accept a lot of the criticism I got because, yeah, I do think policies matter. I'm worried sick about this move by the Republicans to do this phony health care bill. I'm worried because at the end of this week, the Children's Health Insurance Program, which insures 8 or 9 million kids, you know, may not get reauthorized. It matters, Charlie. I see the lives of people who are affected by these policies. So, yes, I care a lot about it. But more than that, I think the job is supposed to really humble you. That is what I've seen. I remember sitting in the Oval Office, you know, two days after 9/11 with George W. Bush, the bravado, the, you know, the funny, he was humbled. I looked into his eyes. I knew the shock and pain he must feel and, you know, was there to ask for help for New York, which he promised and delivered on. I've been with, you know, Barack Obama in the Situation Room, making really difficult decisions, including whether you go after Osama bin Laden. And you first have to say there are limits to what we know. And we have to operate within an environment in which we know we will never know everything. And that humbles you. Now we seem to have a president who doesn't care and doesn't know what he doesn't know, who operates totally viscerally based on his gut. And his highest and most favored response is that yell of the crowd that consists of people who support him, who buy into him, who love him, who could see no wrong in anything that he does. And I think it's a dangerous time. I've said I think that his presidency poses a clear and present danger to our country.
A clear and present danger.
Yes, I do.
Meaning what?
Meaning several things. To continue to divide this country along race and religion and ethnicity, gender, is really doing damage. You can see it already in some of the blowback and backlash that we're seeing, whether it's Silicon Valley fighting over, you know, women in tech, or, you know, seeing the kinds of bullying that's going on in schoolyards and what parents are having to tell their kids after they hear something that the president said. You know, we are e pluribus unum. I believe that. I cherish that.
From anyone.
Yes. And all of a sudden, it's divide and conquer on every front. Go after those black athletes who are exercising their constitutional rights because, you know, you think maybe your base will like it.
Get that son of a bitch off the field right now. Out. He's fired.
I just find that so troubling. And so there's a danger to our social fabric. I knew that. Going in to the campaign, certainly thinking about being president, I knew I'd have to do a lot of work with people who didn't support me, who believed a lot of lies about me, who were all on the other side of the partisan divide. But I thought that's what you should expect a president to do.